So the transfer window, what does that mean to you? I know what it means to football players that are going to be transferred. And we hear of players who are signing massive contracts, big, big contracts. Top teams are receiving hefty signing on fees. But the big question is, what good does that do for your future if you go on a spending spree instead of investing your money? That's question number one. And a lot of stories have been reported of athletes who were earning huge amounts, and within a year of their retirement, they go broke. And that's why tonight we're going to be looking at what causes this and how we can invest in our future differently. And when we talk about such issues and topics, we have to bring in people that have lived through certain moments of these issues. And that is why the former Sundowns and Bafana Bafana player who wrote, "Plan your future while you are still playing, invest in proper business. It is so embarrassing when you had cars and now you have to take a taxi." Lovers Maklala, good evening.
Evening, Rob, and even to the listeners. Glad to be here.
When did you have to go back to taking taxis?
2 months after I've retired. And it's, in South Africa, it's a norm.
Yeah.
Even if you can still play, but when you're over 31, you need to retire in South Africa. Sometimes you don't retire because of you have to retire, but sometimes journalists make you to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also if you don't have an agent, it plays a part not to be retained by some of the coaches, because of since the Bosman ruling, teams used to keep players for until 36 years.
Sure.
Now you might find that an agent is the agent of the coach. Mm-hmm. And I mean there is things that are happening behind closed doors. But you know what? It's not for me to judge anyone. But playing football in South Africa, it's a nightmare. I've said it. I came on your station, mm-hmm. spoke to you, told you how I live my life. And they're still coming. This is not the end of the day. They're still coming.
Mm.
I'm glad that Lerato Shabang was on the studio and in studio. And when he was in studio, then he had to explain what he's going through.
Mm.
You see, the sad part is, you see, I think we need to have people that cares about us.
Mm.
Because of we don't say we must be treated special. You know, I think in my entire career of football, what I'm crying for is I spent 17 years playing professional football. If I had that pension money, I could have done something. You play football. We are the only people that people enjoy watching us while we're working.
Right.
And those people that are watching us while we're working, they don't care. You retired from football. You played for the national team.
Mm-hmm.
When you want a ticket, you need to beg for that ticket. Fortunately enough, at Sundowns, they do provide tickets. And, you know, the sad part is that when the public hears maybe so one player doesn't want to play for the national team, It becomes a big case. You know, they criticize that player, but not knowing what is going through in football. Because of today, I remember one day Dumisani Ngobe left a team in Turkey, came back to South Africa. He was playing for the national team. But today, does the national team think of him? No. Now we've been used. But end of the day is, the problem in South Africa is that fans, they support teams. They don't support fans. They don't support players.
Yeah.
We're standing on our own. And fortunately enough, our union is not the same as the Spanish, the English, because of the rights of everything. You have soccer newspapers that are benefiting so much from football.
Mm.
No contribution to us. They leave, they make their money, their wealth is from those articles that they write about us.
Mm-hmm.
You have the TV that you don't get anything. Then tomorrow you broke, you out. But also, we should also blame ourselves. We don't have to put the blame to anyone. Firstly is that education is a key. Even though these days education is a key, but there's still those who are educated and still struggling because of they cannot get jobs. But what I'm saying that when you're educated, your mental thinking is better than the person that didn't go to school.
Mm.
Your reasoning capacity is better than the person that didn't go to school. How you react, you can apply your emotional intelligence. But end of the day, players are still going to be poor. I'm happy that today I'm here and I can still raise the salary that I've earned while I was playing for all the teams that I've played. And, you know, maybe people would like to hear what I'm doing. Mm. I'm in partnership with the mine, a Roven mine, which is Glencoe, mm-hmm. in Bethany. The GM, Mr. Adrian Bachman, he said, you know what, you played football? And then the HR, Mr. Molapisi, Duncan Molapisi, they said, here we are, we don't mind. You play the game, teach the kids. And I'm not there to teach the kids about football only. I'm there to tell them that I've walked the journey.
Yeah,
I've done everything.
Life skills.
Life skills and everything. Mm. That, you see, the problem that we have in South Africa is that when we sign players at the young age of 17 or 18, we need to tell them about the temptations of the game. Life as a whole. We get in the game, first of all, is that whenever they grant you that 200,000 or 500,000 sign-on fee, they never tell you what to do with it. They never advise you. They're just waiting for the day when you cannot walk or kick that ball. They'll show you the door. Now, one thing that we need to do is that people tend to think that when you buy a house, it's an investment. Buying a house is not an investment. If you buy land and build your own house, it's an investment. You buy a house, you got a 2-year contract. You don't perform well in the next 2 years. What do you do now? You need to adjust life. If you play for such a big team like Sundowns, Kaizer Chiefs, Pirates, SuperSport, Vets, if you get paid 300,000 rand a month, then you don't do well. You need to go to another team. Now, you need to adjust. Things get repossessed. Now, you need to live a life that you're not used to. Now, I'm still saying to current players, if you don't listen to me, I know that the government or people that are listening to me now, they don't want to give me that platform to say that, lovers, you know the life that you've lived. Tell these youngsters. I'm telling you, since I've came here, I've spoken to you. There's no one. It's only the Northwest government that they've called me and used me to say that, tell these players. You know, but end of the day is that I go tell the players for free. Sometimes I have to use my money. But end of the day, whatever you are passionate of, I've retired from football, I'm passionate of telling people, telling the kids how to live. But I'm telling you that there's not even a department that said, you know, we heard you. You said it. It's only responding on Twitter, Facebook, but nobody comes and says, lovers, do it for us.
Do you think they enjoy seeing players falling off the rail? That's a question that I'm going to ask you to answer when you come back from the break. Lovers Mkhlela, breaking it down, because it's important to get a perspective from the player and the players themselves. And then we bring in the individuals who will help to break it down. Financial advisor, planner with BDO South Africa. You'll hear that after this. All right. It's completely out of our hands, Metro FM listeners, and we do sympathize with you. I know exactly how you feel, but nonetheless, though, we do have Lovers Mkhlela with us here in studio to chat about this and other related issues when it comes to the players. Now, when you talk about the fact that there is nothing that is due to you, so you just get paid a salary, nobody really worries about your retirement, nobody worries about your medical aid, nobody worries about any investment that you would have ever made. That is supposed to go to whoever the person is who parades themselves as your agent, but the clubs don't take any part.
You see, the problem is being a soccer player is like being a sheep in a farm, whereby you're waiting for somebody to come and buy you, and the sheep doesn't actually decide who must purchase the sheep. Anybody can come and pay as long as you have money. Now, the problem in South African football is that the PSL negotiates everything. First is that, you know, sometimes we are told that you must look at Beckham, how he does things. But just look what they do to Beckham in Europe. They give him what is due to him. But end of the day is that in South Africa, it's like we still live in the apartheid era, whereby our same people that fought for liberation, they are the people that are actually destroying us and making sure that we don't get what we deserve. Mm-hmm. I mean, how in life, a person that says it's one of the people that fought for struggle, but he's making us to struggle. Now, one thing is, they enjoy to see us the way we are because of it happened long time ago, years ago. Mm-hmm. Some players, they've made something out of it, the likes of Max Mopunyani, Joan Mieti, Eugene Zwane. We cannot always blame the teams. But what we blame the teams for is that there's something that they're taking away from us. And players, well, the problem with players is that whenever they're in trouble, they want to go to the union. But whenever they're not in trouble, they don't care with the union.
But then why don't people go and ask for advice, especially from a person that you mentioned now, Max Mapunyane? Because even from the days when he was a football player, Max was always that one player who was marketable. He was that one player who had endorsements, even as early as when he was still at Kaizer Chiefs. You know, he was always linked to Adidas. I think when they had that competition with Super C, which was a running who's the fastest football player in the league, you know, they showed an interest in him. And when he had finished playing, then obviously Adidas said, hey, come work with us. And he worked as a rep initially, and so his profile grew. So you can't blame a person like that for working hard. And I know Mafa has always been a hard worker, never wanted to be a failure in anything that he does. So why aren't the other players driven? And Mapunyane, remember, still holds a record of the greatest number of goals that Kaizer Chiefs, 85 goals. As shameful as that is for generations that came after Max, but he still holds that record. So he was high profile. He had every right to squander his life, and he didn't. So somewhere, somehow, something was screwed on rightly in his head. But what happens to the rest?
You know, Robert, one thing that I can tell you, when you have money,
yeah,
you're not controllable. Being a soccer player, being talking about myself,
right,
I was not controllable. And you see, I always tell people that if you have money, especially in a black community, when you have money, you like women. Eventually, you just get into that game of liking women.
Mm.
Now, you know, I always tell people, and they laugh at me when I tell them, I say, you know, when you're broke in life, when you don't have anything, like when you have money and now you lost it altogether, your rehab is being broke. That's a rehab.
Let's leave it there. Let's leave it there. Let's take news. When we come back from the news, we'll carry on chatting to Lovers Matlala. We'll bring Patrick Mukhatle, the financial advisor planner with BDO South Africa, to talk to us, to help us through as we sift through that is football players suffering and struggling after their playing days. We'll say goodbye to our Metro FM listeners. Right, all of that and a whole lot more coming up. But firstly, let's get the latest update. Hashtag
MSW. Rob, our players, it's simple. We can sugarcoat it. The result of players going bankrupt is because of behavior. Why can't our white players that have played in the PSL go bankrupt like ours? Yes, apartheid might have played a part. Yes, we may say when you compare ourselves with our white counterparts, they don't have to go back to Ugogo and Abu Malum and stuff like that. But the bottom line is, look at the players that have looked after themselves and that have not lived the life. Your Hamib Sugu and Namantombazane, they are well looked after now. They've got their finances. Their finances are okay, but it's only few of them from the black community. It should be a norm. You get there, you know that football is not a career that will last you for 30 years. You're not like a person that is working in the office, that is waiting for 65 years. You know that after a certain point in time, your board will no longer respond as usual. So it should be something that they know up front. We're talking finances. What about the behavior?
Hey, Mr. Marau. Yeah, kuluma no pilela nimkize. Kaya access court wazul natal patching life so wetu. Hey, yabole nto yama former PSL players who are down and out in Yayazi, mean. Mbabu mngano ampumla nimkize u BMX. Hey, kubhlungu prarop. Kubhlungu. Yabole nimpila gai pila yama abanga ngalesia skat. Especially esadlala gui Orlando Pirates. After him signing with African Wanderers, the guy is a role model, but now he's down and out. Pinding Kulme Makelo and Deus Bees, the former Mamelodi Sundowns and Ajax Cape Town player. He's down and out also. Kunze Mapraropa, Bana Montos, Kibera Nabimatic scene. Abantu bebe hola huge amounts. Sibukela ke bokungama role model befika even nasemayikoleni bezos motivate. Namhlanje I think kwabona badinga motivation. Ngiyabonga kakhulu Praropa.
Evening Rob, and to funny lovers there. I am saying funny because this guy during this time was crazy. I remember the other day he was kicking a penalty. He went to take the penalty kicks whistling, and the other time, and he missed that penalty, and the other time he scored a penalty and do a funny show, a funny celebration. But Rob, I want to tell these players that are currently playing that if they don't learn from people like Chabupule, Lovers, Junior Kanye, and many others that have made these mistakes, they will never learn. We can't be coming here now and again trying to sympathize with them when they have seen what is wrong. So I think that these players must learn, Rob. They must learn. This is Fire Our Sundowns from Eastern Cape. Fire Makabane. Thank you, Rob.
Hi, Mr. Marawa. Umabonga lo la Ehrenberg. Hi, siyamuzula vazi lapho hlweleni lakho Marawa. Imali wayidla yedwa wayishaya iqede phatha nga-5 weyingane. Ngeke size simdabukele. Le ntathu uyayizama nje utshela amanye ama-players, Robert. Uyidlalela ngawo. Nawo akawayeke ayizwele lobumnandi naye abewuzwa. Ngelinye ilanga nawo ukuze atshele abanye abantu ngento ayi-experience. Ulovers akahle kancane nje wayishaya wayivala imali akabayeka abajida ba-enjoye nawo amandla abo ngendlela abathanda ngayo alibele ezenza into engcono e-advise okubhedala.
Yo, talk about bombs. Yo, I think we're trying to recover from that last voice note. My goodness. Yeah, no, let's recapture our breath, my friend. Hey. Yo, where do we even begin? I mean, you've heard what those people are listening, Lovers. And somebody here, Ramaydi Tweedy, was saying on Twitter, please tell Lovers never to compare sheep and soccer players. The sheep will stay in a farm and make lots of sheep, and we can enjoy the lamb stew at the end of the day. Soccer players go to the liquor store when they don't get a contract. So with all of the reaction that is coming through, what are you picking up? Because obviously there's no sympathy. You've given examples of players that have made it past their retirement. And another voice note talked about why aren't the white football players in the same predicament, because they play the same football in the same league as other players that find themselves wanting.
Rob, we don't want people to sympathize with us. There was this guy by the name of Temison Changazi. He's my friend. He used to be my friend. Now he's my manager. When I got broke, he was nowhere to be found. But when he heard that I was broke, he called me.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Lovers, you can turn around your life. Whatever negative things that you've done in your life, you can turn them to positive.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm doing this. It's because of I always thought that people will always refer to things that I've done while I was playing soccer.
Yeah.
But end of the day is that, as I said, we don't want people to sympathize with us. I think for us to know about how bad is prison, we can only be told by those who are in prison. But we cannot be told by people that never went to prison and say prison is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So they've never been there. About white players, you must understand one thing. Those guys, white players, they always had the money on their hands.
Not all of them, though.
No, not all of them, but yeah. Most of them, they had money on their hands. They've been taught how to save at a younger age. And if you look at the contribution of the players, most of the players that are playing in the current PSL or that former players are from poor families. And I don't say that because if you are from a poor family, that means you must make mistakes. There are a lot of students that today are doctors. They're from a very poor, poor background, but they've made it. But what I'm saying to you is, Robert, now, is what do we do to save the other generation? But one thing that we can do is that, but we cannot always say players have done that, they've drank. The guy just spoke now that said, I had 5 girlfriends, then I must give them a chance, I must eat their money, enjoy it the way they want to enjoy it. It's not about enjoying money, your money, but it's about who you bring in this world.
Sure.
Sometimes you father so many kids in football, especially when you have too many girlfriends, then you need to take care of those kids. Like the guy that just called said, my uncle, Pumlani Mkhize. We live together. We knew how we live. We are visiting each other. But what do you make of the life of football after you've retired.
A guy like Simple TK on Twitter says our players like to play victim. Sometimes we need to be honest and honor our mistakes and stop trying to blame other people. And this is where now you, Patrick Mokgatle, the financial advisor, planner with BDO South Africa, comes in. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Rob. Hello to the listeners.
You've heard it. It's been bouncing backwards and forwards. It got heated with the voice notes, and rightly so, because that's how the people that absorb the game feel about the players that come out of that factory, that industry, worse for wear. From where you sit and where you've... I mean, you sat through the interview with Lerato Chabanga the other day. You're one of the people that have reached out to assist, and we thank you for that. The predicament, where does it stem from? Is there a historical background that we can tap into?
Look, Rob, I mean, let's go back, and I'm going to give you a simple example about myself. Yeah. I'm from Soweto, Midlands, and today I'm a chartered accountant, but I went to JP High School for Boys. Mm. My mom had to struggle to make sure that I get into JP High School for Boys. So I knew, where do I come from? Where do I want to go? It starts with discipline from home. Mm. There's a fundamental discipline that starts, but you also have to look at it. Had I not gone to JP High School for Boys, would I have had the opportunities, you know, to mingle with guys that were playing rugby, fathers as CEOs? Would I be exposed to that? First and foremost, no, I would have been at another school.
Yeah.
So that speaks to Lava's point where he says, look, some people come from poor backgrounds. Mm-hmm. But what do you do now? You're 16 years old and you get a contract. Gift is going overseas. Links.
Yes.
He's going overseas and he's going to now play for AS Monaco. Thierry Henry, he's going to be his coach. That's massive for him.
Lau Foster.
Yeah. What is he going to do? What is he actually going to start doing with that type of money? It's too much at an early age. So let's look at it. When you become a soccer player, there's someone you looked up to. There was a mentor or someone helping you play soccer. Mm. There was someone who was like, I want to be like that. Who teaches you about money? Who do you spend time talking about money? A simple conversation. At dinner, do we talk about money?
But do they want to talk about money or do they want to spend the money?
You see, here's the biggest problem. The problem is this. Mawbuyekasi. Mm-hmm. What is the first thing you do? You look at what other people are doing.
It runs.
GTI, Ivapa. Gumnandi.
Amarim.
But we don't realize one big fundamental thing. That's short term. What about long term? Don't you remember the times when your mom was struggling to get you Guamatrail, for you to go to Wits Trials, to Paris Trials? Do you not remember those times that last 10 rand she gave you? Why are you not paying her back? You know, I mean, as guys, let's also think about it. Let's be real. What about your parents' sacrifices to make sure that you're fine? How do you forget about home?
Mm-hmm.
For example, now you're making it big, you're earning a lot of money. How do you forget about home? Because that should be a shelter. Yes, we make mistakes. Mm. Everyone makes mistakes. But a simple principle that I've learned in life, and actually by spending time with people that are wiser than you, learn from those who have come before you. You know, I've heard the voice note saying, look, I mean, the white counterparts, you know, they don't lose their money. But guys, let's also be real. As soccer players, we need to take accountability.
Mm.
So for example, if I don't rock up to work, I might lose my job. If you don't rock up to training, you'll lose your job and you won't have money. So let's think about this fundamental principle. You earning 300,000 and you're about 17 years old. It's a lot of money.
Sure.
I would have been the same age as you, 18. I go into a factory. So I work, I'm a worker at a factory. You earning 300, say I'm earning about 10K. Look at the money that you're earning. What you're making per month, I'm not even clocking in 3 years. So you're earning too much money at an early age. Your mindset is so immature that all you're thinking about is fun, going out, being with girls. But you need a team. You need people behind you who are saying, this is where your money goes first. The mistake we make is this. We want to spend first and then save. First and fundamental, you have to save first. If you take 25%, if Lovers took 25% of your salary every single month, saved it first and then did a budget and said, okay, going forward, this is what I can live off. This is my household expenses. This is groceries. This is the cars. And this is entertainment. He would have had his own retirement. He would have saved for his own retirement, his own pension.
But how do you intervene, though, in that, Patrick, when you know that certain players are exposed to getting a lot of money and you hear about the transfer of those players and how much speculation there is around the transfer fee? But they have agents. Now, agents will always be there because they'll always be football players and their lives are well covered for. They might be an agent to Lovers, but the minute Lovers starts wobbling in his career, they're not really going to give a damn about Lovers, but they're going to continue to be agents to somebody else that comes in place of Lovers. Now, how do you, as BDO, spot that here is our Neymar? Now, our Neymar is about to make it big. And of course, Neymar's from a poor, impoverished background in the same way that Ronaldinho's from a poor, impoverished background. But they're the richest people If you've seen that clip with all the players and Ronaldo's going into his private jet and so-and-so's going to the, that is a life that they live, will forever live, because football has taken care of them for life. They are sorted and nothing will ever say, sure, look at him. Poor guy. He used to be Ronaldo. Oh, shame. Look at him. He used to be Neymar. No, it's never going to happen because they had that team that you talk about. What is stopping us from getting there?
So when we heard the Lerato situation,
yeah,
then we were actually playing around with the idea and looking at it and saying, how do we intervene here?
Mm.
How do we help? You know, from a Lerato perspective, he's out. He's not playing any football anymore. It's done from a football perspective, but he's a legend. You know, he's a brand. And that's one thing that we realized. And we saw that gap with Nkosinathi, who comes in from the life coaching perspective. And then we've got Ricardo, who heads up the money coach. And we come in together and say, how do we together help these people? Now we're saying, from a life perspective, what decisions are you making? Life decisions, simple life decisions. From a financial planning decision, where do you put your money? Where are you investing your money? But now we looked at it and we said, well, there's a little bit of a problem in South Africa. We don't even know what transfer prices are being paid. You know, it's hidden. A player, what's the demand and supply of a player? How do we know, for example, that a player is worth 18 million? Has a valuation ever been done for that player?
That is why they hide it.
It's
everywhere
a secret.
Everywhere else in the world, it is public knowledge, except for here.
So that's the first problem.
Yeah.
Second problem is that now they're getting a salary and they're hiding the salaries. We don't know what salaries they're getting. They're getting massive salaries. And guess what? You're going to move to Europe and then 2-3 years back, you're back at home. Why are you back at home? Because you've got no team.
Mm.
So what we decided is that we need to come together and actually now talk to the players and have platforms like this and say, we want to educate you.
Yeah.
Do you know a simple thing like a budget? Can you budget? Do you sit down at the beginning of every month and say, this is what I'm saving. This is what I can use in terms of, this is what's left. This is what I can use for the rest of my household.
Mm.
We don't do that. But you don't do that because you don't have the knowledge.
What would be the best entry point? Because, I mean, I've got a friend and we've spoken, and she's somebody who's well-respected as far as financing, you know, not even Forex trading, because that also opens up its own little can of worms, given how, you know, some dodgy things happen. But they don't even call it that, because this is a person who's professionally trained, who knows her craft. And I just found it difficult to penetrate through the clubs and say, here is a person who wants to come through to your club, who wants to give financial advice for your players and to your players. Are you willing to make them available so that we do it as a group? So we start in club A, we deliver a lecture. We move to club B, we deliver a lecture. We leave them with pamphlets, we leave them with something to think about, and we say, make up your mind, because you know it's a short career, but we are here to try and help you. But the clubs, brick wall. And I just think that that is where it becomes problematic, because if they are interested in the plight of their players, they'll welcome any form of intervention, whether it's from a health professional, whether it's from a financial person. If Discovery want to go in there and say, hey, you know, a couple of packages here for football players, athletes, in case of an injury, in case somebody breaks your nose, you are insured. So if that nose breaks, these are the benefits. But no, clubs block that. Do you find the same experience? And how can you intervene?
Look, it's very true, Abid. You've got that the gatekeepers. But
yeah.
I always say, if there's a problem, how do we solve it? And that's why we reached out to you. And we said, let's actually discuss it. Let's discuss it on air. Let's go on Twitter. Let's actually bring the legend to studio and let's have a conversation. Everyone today is on their phones, including soccer players. Soccer players on their phones, they're on Twitter, they're on Instagram. Let's give the knowledge.
Mm.
Let's get out there and say, guys, you are an asset. As a soccer player, you're an asset. You're going to generate income. You are generating income. You're a brand.
Yeah.
The fact that Cristiano Ronaldo could make a move and shirts were sold to the value that he was transferred for, it tells you a lot. Yeah,
paid off.
So why can't we do the same thing? So we can't keep on saying, well, the clubs are not helping us. The clubs are not leading us in. And we sit back. We won't sit back. We have to be proactive and look at different ways to actually
because
solve the problem.
Because also the clubs, again, and I don't want to be blaming, but I'm just saying, when I spoke to Chipper the other day, Mbenge of Chipper United, I asked a very simple question. Maybe people didn't understand where I was going with it. I said, if I want to go buy Chipper United jersey, where do I go? There was a long pause. And then he said, no, the jerseys are available in my office. You know, so people can go to the office area. So how much are clubs investing on those simple things? Paraphernalia. It is, I want to buy a cap. I support Golden Arrows. I support Black Leopards. Here's a Black Leopard store. Here's a whatever store. Then you go and buy. And that is money. That is visibility. It is something that generates income. players in the end benefit, yeah. Like you say, you can pay back whatever the transfer money was almost immediately within hours, but we don't get that. So how are we able to not allow a lover's used to have how many BMWs? You had two BMWs that looked the same.
No.
Looked the same. No, but you had a whole collection of cars, you know, is basically what I'm trying to say. How do we prevent that next car collector, tattoo lover, Louis Vuitton IG show off of a football player in local market standards, toning him down and saying, for that one pair of shoes, my friend, if you put that away in 5-10 years time, you could actually open your own Louis Vuitton shop.
It's a simple principle. You show them. So you basically say to the person, let's sit in front of you.
Yeah.
You're earning 80,000 rand. That's net. That's what you're taking home. If you put 20,000 rand a month away, that's it. For 5 years, how much are you sitting on? So you show them the monetary value.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a dream. It's what actually happens. You know, when you want to play for Pirates, it's still a dream. You're at home. You want to play for Pirates so badly. Like, if I can just play for Pirates, that's what I want.
It's a breakthrough.
It's a breakthrough. I'll be the best.
Okay.
And then you get to Pirates, you're like, oh, okay, I'm here now. Now the fame gets you ahead. And that's what Lovers is speaking about. He's talking about that fame. He's talking about when it gets you ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had saved that 20 for 5 years, and we haven't even spoken about compounding, we haven't spoken about interest on it, it's growing. It's not just sitting there, it's growing. So you need to actually realize and also think about one fundamental. Do you want to go back to where you were?
I'm not going to say remind our listeners. I'm going to ask you to tell our listeners how old you are.
I'm 28 years old.
Exactly. And you just spelt it out. Chartered accountant. You just spelt it out. A leader in terms of BDO. I'm just putting it out there that you're talking about somebody whose head is screwed on the right way because he has the interest of trying to assist other people. Tim is in Sandton. Good evening.
How's it, Rob? How's it going?
I'm good, thanks. I'm enjoying the conversation. What's your take?
My take is, Rob, the professional era, professional football era has evolved way beyond the time of Lovers' time.
Yeah.
You got to understand, we talk of the biggest leagues in the world, your Serie A's, your La Liga's, your EPL's, your League One's, and Bundesliga's. If the PSL, we claim that the PSL is one of the biggest leagues in the world in terms of sponsorship, in terms of corporate investment in the PSL. To what extent is that? To the benefit of what? The players or the clubs? Today, a professional football player in the top league in the world, Rob, has a brand manager. He has an agent who deals with his salary contract with the clubs. And then he also has an image consultant who gives him advice on his image rights. Now, if the player at Kaizer Chiefs is getting paid and they say, listen, your contract evolves your image rights. Every time Kaizer Chiefs shows his image, whether in a billboard or in a telly, whatever, he's supposed to be paid for that. Does he know that? You know?
I don't think they do. I don't think they do, Tim, because, I mean, you listen to a guy like Jomason, and you don't blame him for being a successful businessman. Yeah, people shoot him down for how he runs his club, but yeah, okay, that's a different story. But he's a damn good shrewd businessman. When did it start? It started from his eyes being opened when he played in New York.
Absolutely. You know?
So when he came back, he knew that if Pirates were saying, come back, play for us, they gave him a jersey, and he narrates that story very well. They say he has a jersey, but it's got Doppio, you know, the drink on it. He says, exactly. Well, I need to get a cut from that because I am now carrying your brand. I am now carrying that is an advertising. I'm an advertising billboard myself by wearing this jersey. So what is my cut? Pay me that amount, or else I'm going to take a bandage. You know those bandages, and he puts it over the label and says, I'm going to play then.
Absolutely, Rob. And in the player's salary, his salary that he gets paid is for the 90 minutes and the training time that he puts in during the week. Now, the image rights evolves with exactly what you're talking about. The sponsorships. Every time he's shown on the telly, every time he's in a billboard, every time he wears a Vodacom-branded T-shirt, he's supposed to be paid for that. Do our players know that? Our players in the PSL, do they know that? To what extent are players professional? Do they understand what is professionalism in this era, in this time?
Yeah. Tim, you know what? You've hit it right in the head, though, because just a quick one before I drop you is that it sounds silly. There might not be any proof, but I know big brands lying to the likes of David Beckham. It's a World Cup. It's a quarterfinal, for example. And that big brand says, you know what? a little ankle injury around about the 65th minute will not be a bad idea now, would it? And what does that do? Big player like that goes down. The entire world is watching that game. What do the cameras do? They zoom in around that ankle. But what are those people doing? They're trying to promote that boot that he is wearing so that it goes out to the world. Nobody has seen that boot. It is worn by him for the first time. You know, so it is clever strategic marketing that can work, but you are part of it. You get your cut. You move on. Tim,
absolutely.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. All right, let me take OJ. OJ is an Alex. Good evening.
Hello, hello, Marao.
Welcome to the show, Bob.
Shabuyan, Bob.
Shabuyan, welcome.
Hey, man, thanks, man. You're doing a great show, man. God bless you, my brother.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yes, in the Bagalirato, if I can tell you, Ulirato, there was a time that I got called, to come and help them at Sundowns by Bradford, to try and get them properties and everything. But I can tell you, when you get to their training ground, what they do, one Ulrato or Ruban, whoever that you came to see, who petty peg, we are a motel, sound, I should say, my oblong. Nothing. And it never worked, you know. And you try and think, the day when you had him there, I just thought, Wuti has Lomondolona, if he had listened at that time. Because I kept on telling him, Wuti, man, stop buying, because we were saying, like, S3, as long as we were saying, why don't you just get a townhouse, maybe I'm 400,000, 500,000, and at that time they were like those prices. Yeah, what? Mm. And another thing, I remember I took one of the players with Good Linksfield. I went to Linksfield Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
I found Ugarit Divine there. He was a physio, and I asked him, we had a long chat, and he told me, man, you know, I went to school and what. So just also to support in the Baga lovers, who sometimes we told which we come from a very difficult background, you know. We told which he, but I'm not saying which is an excuse, ne? I'm just saying which, you know, sometimes we told which we come from very difficult backgrounds. We're not even educated, you know. So Abelungu, I don't know if a white person or superior, a former soccer player or superior.
Maybe they're out there, they just don't come forward. But I think the bottom line, what we should do, OJ, and I thank you for your account, is to try and assist across the color line. But I get your point, I get your angle. It was brought up by one of our callers. Thank you, OJ, ever so much. I'm going to take, is it Eddie? Eddie's on line one. Good evening from Sasselberg.
How are you?
Thank you so much, Eddie. Welcome to the show.
Mr. Tim, and I love us there.
It's how about it.
Gentlemen, how is it, gentlemen?
All right.
Rob, I hear lovers, what he's saying there. I want to emphasize one thing, Rob, about a South African player. I'm not talking about African player. I'm talking about South Africa. We've got a serious problem when it comes to discipline. They can't discipline them themselves, Rob, at all. When we are cooler, we come from a background, a family, a Rob example. Yeah. You know, you're football. God give you that talent, Rob.
Mm.
But when you, by 18, 19 years, like he loves us, he say, maybe he will get 350 or 400,000. And that guy, he know already, I want to be a cheese boy, my boy, a Jimmy.
Sure.
Yeah, the South African player, man, just wake up, guys. Like you say, lovers, you teach them where you come from, lovers. And that is your history. Then you open for a new generation, lovers. Ne?
Yes.
And I'm happy what you're saying, lovers. And big up, man.
Thanks much.
Love it, Baba. Thank you so much. And that's why earlier, when we listened to Danny Jadon and what he was saying about a lot of the players that played in 96 and they played international football or for international clubs and then they came back, we all know of the success of the late John Schuurs-Mushuem. He was quite shrewd with money, but he knew how to embrace money. He knew how to invest in money. But you'd find Schuurs driving around in a Mini Cooper, right? And that was the image you wanted to project.
Or taking a taxi.
Yeah. That's the image he wanted to project. But the property, the home that he built for his mother, the home that he had, was something that was for all of us to behold. But it takes people being ambitious enough to want to go and play elsewhere so that you test your resolve. sometimes it becomes too comfortable at home. And people create that atmosphere to say, I know Ntwanu Sharpman, I la 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 la. And yet the club owner has got money for days, years, decades. But they don't want to help this player advance his career to the next level. And that's part of the problem, lovers.
But Robert, also the caller from Alexandra,
yeah,
he's right. Soccer players, if you want to talk to them, by the time you get to the field, all are walking away. I got an appointment, I got that and that. But also, I think this thing of soccer players being broke, we became an eye-opener. We became an example of life.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot be told that maybe there's a certain virus like HIV, and they tell you about it and you still go to it.
Mm-hmm.
But end of the day, it's up to soccer players to change their lifestyle. They need to change. Like myself, I don't clap anymore. People ask me, I can sit in the house the whole day. Not that I don't have money.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever that I'm working now, I earn more than the football when I played football. I don't go around. I don't look for women anymore. Because of, by saying I love you, it's like opening an account.
Hmm.
Now all those things, I don't do them. You know, people say that you've changed. I got a car. I've changed my lifestyle. But don't change your lifestyle when you're broke already. So what's happening to me, it will never happen to anyone. I'll tell you, there's a former professional player that works at the farm where they do potatoes. He's digging up the potatoes. There's a former soccer player that works at the fruit shop. Now, there's a soccer player that roams around Johannesburg on the street. Mm. But end of the day is, you know what? It's up to us, soccer players. Let's stop being arrogant. Having a friend that you'll actually gain something out of it. Don't have a friend that you're going to drink with him, get girls. Like we have pimps around the soccer players. There are people that are going around getting girlfriends for us. But what we need to do, we need to hang around people like a chartered accountant, somebody, a lawyer, somebody that can tell you how to invest. Now, today, here we are, everybody's talking about us. If my son wanted to play soccer now, I said, you know, go play rugby. You know why? Because of even parents, when you say you date a soccer player, they said, do you know lovers who was broke? Now you end up with this boyfriend being broke. Those are things that you don't hear. But end of the day is the future of the soccer players is their brains. If they don't think properly, if they keep on doing the same thing, if they buy GTI and whatever. I once heard that the president of Sundowns once got to say that, guys, I pay you, but you're driving more expensive cars like my cars. I drive less money.
Yeah.
But, Robert, they're not listening. We're talking to the public. Those who have retired, they're listening. Those who are not retired, they're not listening. At the end of the day, what we're saying now is not going to go to them.
Mm-hmm.
They will hear it around wherever they are. They said, lovers were speaking about that and that. But I'm telling you, we are not just broke. We are broken. 95% of former soccer players are divorced.
Yeah.
95%. Now, you see, sometimes you broke. So being broke, you can be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But I was broken also. I end up not even having anything. But my wife stood by me. And till today, I'm saying that I'm back on my feet. I can able to walk. I've changed my lifestyle. I'm a fisherman. I camp. I go with my kids. I stay with my kids. My wife works in Johannesburg. I stay in Northwest now. But I take care of my kids. Even though that, you know what, is not as easy as it is. But guys, go out there. Do something with your life. You cannot just stay there in the corner, stay at home and say, I cannot do anything. I've spent my money. Do something. Soccer players, one thing about soccer players, Robert, is they think they're entitled to something. They think somebody owes them.
Mm.
They need to change their attitude. Whenever they've been called somewhere to say, go say something, go. You might find there's a CEO there that's looking at you and say, come, I'll give you a job.
Yeah. And that's what, you know, that's part of, you know, as part of the journey that I've had in broadcasting, trying to encourage football players. And I say to the guys, listen, when we call you up to come for an interview, make yourself available because, again, I'll use David Beckham. He was not the greatest talker, everybody mocked his squeaky voice and everything else, but he was always available. So that is a marketing opportunity for him.
You did market
to put
me.
Himself there.
You yeah. did market me by coming to the studio.
Well, so you were always available. You were never shy to speak, whether you were broken, broke, or down, beyond broke. You were able to come here and share your story.
When you called me, I got a call from APSA. When you come to the studio, I got a call from Absa. When you call me, people heard about me. They never thought of me anytime that I'll surface or anywhere, but I've surfaced. And since I came to the studio, my life has changed.
But you never told me that you're a mining magnet now. But anyway, let's leave it there. You know, millionaire. Let's go to Dumeleng from Alvida Park. Good evening.
Good evening, Rob, and how are you?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks for calling, man. What's your take on this topic?
You know what, Rob, man? I don't want to blame the guys for whatever that they do. The biggest mistake is, like, our soccer agents, they are not there for these players. They are there just for money. You understand? Yeah. I mean, there's many soccer players that I know. You find that, I mean, instead of, like, the guy is getting 200,000, instead of, like, the guy advising to say, you know what, man, this is how much you're getting. Do 1, 2, 3 with your salary. You understand? Nothing. They're just here.
Oh, Dumeleng, your connection. After holding on for so long, pity. But I do understand that there's thunderstorms and all sorts of things happening outside. Is that Tamba from Soweto? Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. How about you?
Good. Thanks for your patience, Bob.
Thank you very much. You know, the subject you guys are talking about is what I always, whenever I meet a soccer player, I preach the same thing: save money, save money, save money. I'm happy with what you guys are introducing, and I'm thinking maybe it might not be only the soccer guys who have the same problem. I think maybe from primary or development, this financial thing must be taught to the young kids. You guys should go to the academies and knock on those doors to teach these kids. Because tell me one subject that teaches you how to save money at school. There's not even one in South Africa. So we have a bigger problem when it comes to saving money. We don't know. We just go and we learn on the road. And there's a caller who mentioned about a certain brand being on the shirt and they not paid for that. If you can recall very well, when Kune was disputing to renew a contract with Chiefs, it was because of that.
Yep.
He wanted more money because of what he had on his chest for the team. Now, was that a victimization, not signing him? You know, it's a big question on the soccer bosses. It needs to be challenged. And Rob, please, I'm asking you, please challenge this. Please go on with this debate up until we're at the level where, you know, I'm going to mention this again. I'm sorry that I'm mentioning Kaizer Chiefs players, but Pilani Zulu.
Yeah.
I met him and he's always using a Taxify. And I asked him, why don't you have a car? He says, a car has no value at him. Mm. And I was like, this is the intelligence that we need in our soccer players. And that should love us. And the guy there, please continue doing this. Go to the bottom.
Yeah.
To the bottom. I'm talking about the academies now, guys. And please talk and teach these kids so that they grow up and be better men. We don't want to see broke people when they had millions. We don't want to see that.
Yeah, 100%. Tamba, that's why we're going to be tapping into, and this is not the last show. We're going to bring Patrick back because of his knowledge so that he does take us to the next level. And again, simply 28 years old. You know, the man's a business development head, a chartered accountant in South Africa, hey, BDO. That's the kind of title, that's the kind of motivation that we need. That's why I'm saying that we're starting it today. We spoke to him last year. We said, sir, please, come back. Let's get this conversation, as tough as it is sometimes to digest and to get out there, but we need it.
Hi, Rob, it's Oscar here. What you are touching on is very sad. It's very sad to see players who are like struggling. I remember Thabang Dibisi, there was a citation that he quoted and said, after football, now what, or something like that. So yeah, football doesn't last forever. Players must prepare for the future.
Hi Robs, Tepo from Bethany. I just want to tell most of these players that they must just chow money, fancy things. Look for the future, go better, get a better education and stuff. And on that, I want to ask Lovers. For that thing he said he's doing for the Glencoe Roven mine, is that benefiting any for the community youngsters of Bethany, Modikwe, Barseba, Makolokwe, as per that mine is under that area there? So thank you, please, thanks.
Hi Rob, you're speaking to Lloyd here in Crackle Park. Rob, I just want to say thanks to Lovers about what he has done. I mean, we need people like Lovers, and I wish like the Minister of Sport and the owners who can take care of these players. I mean, not everybody will be like lovers to be brave to speak out about what the ex-professional football players experience. But thanks to Jethro about what he has done for motivating these youngsters. I mean, if you keep on doing that, maybe one day someone will come. Thanks.
I heard another voice note. The guy talks about Phumlani Mkhize. Rob, can you call Phumlani Mkhize one day and hear his story? Maybe it's like Lerato Shabangu. Where is? Please. Gunisto Magunela. Soshanguve.
Hi, Rob. The key issue here is to learn to take advice. Players need to learn to take advice. Advice comes freely. Nowadays you can get advice off the internet. You can read an autobiography of former players. You can read stories of how people saved and made their money. So the key issue is to learn to take advice.
Hi, Rob. This is Saint Lanhlaka Ndlovu in Durban. I can hear Lovers Mohlala talking as if like the sports people are owing them as their former players recognition. For me, I don't understand. You know what? They've played football, they signed contracts, they were getting paid every month. Why do you need preferential treatment after you retire? Because you've earned money every month for that. How many players who retire every year, how can SAFA or PSL look after all of them? No, sometimes, guys, we just need to think about that. If ever you are lucky, you will get the treatment whereby they're going to treat you very special, but not as if like we owing them. We can't.
All right. And the one thing that I was saying again is that we got to bring this forward. Every show that you're going to hear when we deal with this issue, and it's a topic that is very dear to all of us. You know, Patrick will come back, as I said, business development head, chartered accountant, South Africa, from BDO. Just quick final thoughts, because we've got to take a break and get to that Danny clip. Otherwise, we're never going to play it.
I think finally, just to close it off, just looking at where we are as a country,
yeah,
and the situation we're in, we can come out of it.
Mm.
You know, it's all about having the mindset, as we've said, but we're going to dive into it. We're going to actually open it up, talk about branding, talk about how do you become an influencer. Right now, influencer marketing is absolutely impeccable.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's look at types of things like that. Let's look at the budgeting. We'll go into it. What's an asset? What's a liability? What do you do with your money? Mm. We're going to unpack this thing. It's a monster, but you can't eat the elephant all at once. It's chunk sizes.
All right. You've probably eaten it all at once, the elephant. Lovers, your final thoughts?
I would like to say that, you know, soccer players, listen. Whether you're still playing Amateur League, listen. This message is important. What you spoke about is important. Don't miss out. And for the guy from Bethany, yes, I'm working with the guys from Makulukwe, Bethany, Maumong, Bariseba. If you want to find me, get to Bethany Sports Grounds every Monday or Tuesday. I'll be there. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lovers. Patrick, thank you so much indeed. As I said, we've got to bounce back. We'll notify you when the next segment is going to happen. We're going to take it to the next level. We're going to introduce a couple of new voices as well. But they'll anchor this thing because it's about experience. It's about a player that's never been shy to talk about his downfall.